I'm Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Evening News for Wednesday, December 7. Coming up, government and stakeholders signed social partnership agreement. Jamaica and Cuba pledged to deepen relations, and Jamaicans being reminded to conserve energy. The details after the break. All attorneys to whom court cases are assigned are in private practice and are committed to represent all clients vigorously and fearlessly. A message from the Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all. Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness, along with several members of the private sector and civil society groups, today signed the Partnership for a Prosperous Jamaica, PPJ. The PPJ will see the government working with other signatories to build general consensus around areas of national priority and sharing resources in taking necessary actions. Among the areas of focus are fiscal discipline, rule of law, and the reduction of violence. Prime Minister Andrew Holness pledged to work honestly and sincerely with the members of the partnership to achieve the shared vision of making Jamaica a prosperous nation.
I see it as a sign of our maturing democracy. So I'm pleased to be sitting with the partners. So the partnership is not just signing a piece of paper. For me, it is a very important mechanism to manage change, resolve conflict. So when we sit together as a partnership, a relationship established on trust and common objectives, I believe we can work out all the details.
The PPJ is a continuation of the social partnership process dating back over several years. Stakeholder partners include representatives from civil society, the private sector, trade unions and the state, government and opposition. The PPJ is administered by the National Partnership Council, chaired by Prime Minister Holness. Jamaica and Cuba have pledged to identify ways to deepen collaboration and exchanges in the areas of trade, tourism, climate change and disaster mitigation, as well as culture and education. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says both countries will work towards improving the current state of economic relations and examine methods for expansion, especially in light of the new dynamics in United States-Cuba relations. He adds that a stronger mechanism for cooperation in culture, music and the creative industries is among the possible areas identified for action.
Recently, we signed a multi-destination agreement because it appears that the first plank of the new relationship between the U.S. and Cuba is on tourism. And we want to market the Caribbean as a product.
Prime Minister Holness was speaking in the House of Representatives Tuesday, where he led tributes to late former President of the Republic of Cuba, Fidel Castro. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says a process has started to increase the number of health professionals on the island. Minister Tufton says during his last visit to Cuba, discussions started on a program to allow students to complete the theoretical side of their studies in Jamaica and the practical component in Cuba. The program is expected to produce more clinical nurses and other healthcare professionals for Jamaica's healthcare system.
Cuba still represents our main hope to deal with the shortages that we have here in Jamaica. We have challenges with training at the clinical level. So we can train them in the classroom, Mr. Speaker, but when it comes to the clinical trials, the ICU beds, which requires a particular ratio between patient to bed, we are limited and can only train about 30 or so per year.
Minister Tufton was speaking in Parliament Tuesday. He says Cuba has responded favorably and a revision of a memorandum of understanding is underway to facilitate the program. And Jamaicans are being encouraged to continue practicing energy conservation and efficiency methods even as the cost of electricity continues to trend downwards. This appeal from Director of the Energy Economics and Planning Unit in the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology, Yvonne Barrett-Edwards.
Already, we have seen that although the electricity has gone down, persons are using as an opportunity to get water heaters, ACs, you name it. You know, so we're seeing an increase in consumption of electricity.
Energy conservation measures include plugging your electronic equipment into a power strip and turning off the power strip when leaving home or when the equipment is not being used, reducing the amount of time spent using the fan, and when not at home, unplugging the fan, turning off appliances, lights and equipment when not in use, turning computers and printers off at the power strip, and replacing air conditioning filters. That was the GIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.